Well, a strange and somewhat disturbing story developing in California, where a missile was fired off the coast last night, and no one seems to know exactly who fired it or why. Jim Mikuláševský is NBC News' Pentagon correspondent. And Mick, this sounds like a bad plot twist in the movie War Games.
This is really unbelievable. There was quite a display over the Pacific Ocean just off the coast there of Los Angeles. A CBS traffic helicopter at rush hour last night caught this image just before dawn. Now, over here at the Pentagon, senior military and Pentagon officials are scrambling to try to figure out exactly what this is. What it can't be, Chuck, is that this cannot be a planned U.S. military launch by any stretch of the imagination. They wouldn't do this near such a populated area as Los Angeles without informing the public well in advance. The other possibility is, of course, that it was a screw-up, that somebody on a U.S. military ship or even a low-flying aircraft punched the wrong button. If that's the case, U.S. military and Pentagon officials haven't gotten any explanations yet from any of the military services. The likely ones would be the Navy or the Air Force. So they're still trying to figure it out. Another possibility is it would be sophisticated but amateur rocket Rocketeers of some kind who put this device into the air meant to spew a large plume of smoke just for the spectacular nature of it all. But I can tell you that nobody here in the Pentagon has any clear idea yet what it is. And the words of one senior Pentagon official, this is bizarre, Chuck.
I got to ask you, Mick, if we're 12 hours removed from when this was spotted, you said it was rush hour last night, Los Angeles time, so let's say we're almost 12 hours removed. At this point, this is you would assume that, you know, every missile that it's in the United States military custody would have been accounted for by now, correct?
Yeah, that's what makes this so strange. While it does appear to be a substantial or a sizable missile with a substantial rocket power of some kind, nobody in the U.S. military is owning up to it quite yet. And I'm not saying that this is what happened, but anytime there's this kinds of incident, what the U.S. military, it goes into a defensive crouch to try to get all the information, cross every T, dot every I, to make sure they get the information correct before they pass it up the chain. But even military officials here in the Pentagon are saying that doesn't appear likely here as of yet. So we'll just have to wait and see what the military comes up with. So far,
and
nothing.
Do they know for sure that it was ground-based or that it was something from, it was off the coast? Was it on, you know, an island off the coast or on a boat? Or they don't have that determination yet?
They don't. It appears to have come from over the water, which could have been from a boat, could have been from a submarine, could have been from a low-flying aircraft. I guess that's possible. Or it was somewhat near the island of Catalina. But I think anybody setting up a rocket of that size would have been noticed well before they would have been able to launch it.
Particularly in Catalina, that's for sure.
Right, absolutely. So it's either a boat or an airplane. So far, nobody has any clues.
Any clues busier day for you than you expect. Yes. Busier day than you expected this morning. We'll be checking back in with you possibly before the hour if we find out more info. Thank you, Mitch.
Chuck.